Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chair. Congratulations on your appointment to Chair Rapporteur. You have our full support. Cuba ratifies its commitment to the work of the working group and it stands ready to continue to actively participate in negotiations and to share in a constructive way with all delegations in order to achieve concrete results. The right to development is a universal, inalienable right, and it's a right both for individuals and peoples. It's a collective right that we should all enjoy and promote and respect accordingly. Inequality between rich and poor nations, with enormous economic, social and cultural implications, is still one of the main obstacles that infringes upon the achievement of the right to development. In the current context of the COVID-19 pandemic, these inequalities are all the more blatant. 30 years since its adoption by the UN General Assembly, the effective implementation of the Declaration on the Right to Development continues to be a pipe dream, and the process for drafting a binding document continues to move forward sluggishly without the full effective participation and commitment of all delegations. The lack of political will on the part of many developed countries is deplorable. They reject the collective right to development and year on year hamper the progress of implementation and the legal recognition of this right. Chairman, the US economic, trade and financial embargo against Cuba is a flagrant violation of the human rights of the Cuban people and the main obstacle for achieving the right to development in my country. This genocidal policy against Cuba is rejected every year, almost unanimously, through a resolution of the General Assembly. Furthermore, many speak out against this embargo. For example, in the general debate at the 76th General Assembly in September, more than 30 countries made reference to this embargo. Against the backdrop of the COVID-19 pandemic, the embargo has only been toughened. This hand in hand with a hostile and aggressive stance maintained by the US. Nevertheless, in spite of the obstacles imposed by the embargo and the challenges that the pandemic has brought, on the 15th of November, Cuba managed to go back to what we call the new normal, recovering the lion's share of public activity and the economic, social and cultural life of the country. We reopened to tourists and visitors from outside. This has been possible thanks to the way we managed the pandemic and the positive results of the national vaccination campaign with Cuban vaccines that have more than 90% that enjoy more than 90% effectiveness. Finally, Chairman, I'd like to say that Cuba sent contributions to the draft text to be considered in this session, and we also reaffirm that if there were political will on the part of developed countries with relatively few resources, we could do a great deal for the right to development of states and for billions of persons across the world. I thank you.